This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Jay.
The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom, here on Free Talk Live. And, well, that's what we do here. You call in and talk about whatever you want. But until then, I got an interesting story. It's from InsideSources.com, and it's about e-cigarettes. 43 million Americans live in poverty, and the numbers are not diminishing. Certainly, poverty is complicated, and there are economic and social cultural issues at play. But there's more government can do or not do to ease the burden on the working poor. Sarah Green, associate professor of law at Duke University, thinks there is. She argues that too often state and local governments impose laws and regulations that cumulatively and too often invisibly hurt the poor people that we ought to be trying to help. From driver's license suspension to eviction laws, these revenue-generating punishments disproportionately criminalize working Americans and perpetuate the spiral of poverty.
That's the agenda of the system. Keep them down so they have to always struggle.
And I think a lot of people see this. They look at poor people. They say there's bad decisions being made, and there are, right? Like, you know, a lot of times you're, you know, cigarette smoking done by poor people disproportionately.
If it wasn't for taxation and government regulation, I believe poverty would pretty much be to the, you know, the folks who have serious mental disabilities. Like all the homeless people I pretty much meet. You know, they have a mental disability, is what I've determined.
There are people who can't work.
Especially here in New Hampshire, where there is a help wanted sign everywhere, and there has been for 2.5 years since I've been here.
I don't know what it's like in other places, but I'm fascinated by this fight for 15 that continues to go on when I see signs on the side of the road advertising $23 an hour for warehouse workers.
Yeah, there's a place I just drove by, Bow, New Hampshire, $25, Route 3A. Apply immediately, it said, and it's building. It's a scaffolding company, and a Burger King, no, McDonald's it was, down in Derry that I walked through the door the other day. It was part of a gas station. So hiring, starting $12 an hour. McDonald's.
Yeah. I can't understand why, you know, people are going to work at McDonald's when they can go to work at these other places, but maybe it's because of age or flexibility of hours or whatever it might be.
And it was a bunch of retirees in that McDonald's. I had all the people I, like, glanced at, they definitely all had, you know, AARP cards. They were eligible.
So one such new example is the trend towards criminalizing the ownership and use of e-cigarettes and other vaping products. With an uptick in teen vaping, lawmakers across the country have been proposing everything from excise taxes to flavor bans as a means of curbing teen access. Some municipalities are taking even more drastic steps. Both large cities like San Francisco as well as smaller townships like Morristown, New Jersey, have introduced legislation to ban the sale or even the possession of e-cigarettes. The town of Brookline, Massachusetts, passed a provision last week to ban e-cigarettes, yet left traditional cigarettes on the shelves, creating yet another way otherwise law-abiding citizens may find themselves in trouble. I'd point out that I just went into a vape store. This is the first vape store I've ever been into. I just wanted to see what it was like. What's it like in one of these places?
I haven't even been to one yet.
But this one is in Wapple, New Hampshire, and that means it's right across the state line. And the guy said, well, yeah, we just opened. We left Vermont because they imposed a tax that was like, you know, doubled the price of all of our products from, you know, like coils and everything. It wasn't just flavored stuff, but it was everything. And Vermont basically went after vape stores, period.
And a coil is a part of a vape that actually gets hot and heats up this vape juice. Now, 2 years ago, you know, I was living here in Keene, and I was riding up with the Keeniacs to the State House and just you know, sitting in and testifying on bills, and went up there with Daryl Perry one day, and he was doing his Liberty Lobby thing, and there was a proposed bill to require merchants, if you want to sell e-cigs, you have to have the same exact permit as someone who's selling actual cigarettes.
Right.
And the, of course, the state, the chief of police lobbyist dude, he was, you know, all for, you know, this. And the, and I was one of the guys who got to speak and put it by name, but the lobbyists all went first. So the lobbyists from, Philip Morris, not the other big company, wasn't Philip Morris. It's a household Reynolds, J.R. Reynolds or whatever it was.
Yeah, J.R. Reynolds.
He was there, yeah, we oppose this because it's a health risk and blah, blah, blah.
It's a health
and
risk.
And all this stuff. And I had so much fun. I was the guy right behind him. And everything I had wrote down, I literally didn't even look at it because I just...
Toss it.
I just tossed it because I just tore this guy's whole thing apart.
Sure.
And I said, of course, he's a lobbyist for, you know, R.J. Reynolds. Yeah. And he wants competition out of the way. And, of course, the lobbyists for the police, they want more reasons to go... harass people.
Well, especially young people. They want to be able to talk to young people because the more you talk to, the more contacts you have with young people, the more things you can find to arrest them for. Young people are just easier to arrest, and it's a job. It's a cop's job to arrest people.
Yeah, that's less educated someone is and the less they understand their rights, yeah, much, they're low-hanging fruit for police.
And, you know, for me, it's not that I love vapes or anything like that. I don't. I don't vape. And I quit smoking a few years before vapes came around. I probably would have switched to them to help facilitate quitting when I quit, but it wasn't really an option when I was doing it. So, you know, forget about it. Well, it doesn't really make a difference. But ultimately here is, first off, we know cigarettes are bad for you.
Yep.
And we know that vaporizers contain fewer of the chemicals that are bad for you from cigarettes.
And you have vape juice options. That, like, glycol polypropylene is, like, some of the lower-end El Cheapo vape juices have that glycol in them. And what the glycol does is it makes it very stable, the juice, whether it's 110 degrees or whether it's 15 below zero, it's a consistent. So what'll happen is if you've got, like, some of these naturalists, like a vegetable, I can't remember what it's called, vegetable glycerin base, if you leave that in your car and it's, like, below 45 degrees... that thing's not going to work until you warm it up. Or what can happen is it can actually crack it and freeze it if it gets way down low in the teens. It'll actually break these devices. So you got to be, you know, and some of them I imagine they're expensive like anything else. You got good ones.
Oh, they got $100 ones of these
things. Sure. So you start breaking a couple of those because you left it in your car because you can't bring it into work or because whatever, you forgot it here in New Hampshire in the wintertime. But there's a lot of healthy options in the glycol polypropylene, which is basically your antifreeze, you know. That
doesn't seem particularly healthy.
Right. I mean, it's in, you know, your El Cheapo ranch dressing. It's in a lot of things, glycol polypropylene or polypropylene glycol. I'm sure somebody's yelling at their radio right now. But, yeah, that is like the popcorn lung issue they're talking about with vapes. But there's all these vape shops literally... From what I understand, because I have a close friend who's all about vaping, and she's telling me, oh, I get the vegetable glycerin ones, and then they got the whole organic section.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So there's other options.
There is.
And, I mean, admittedly, these things haven't been studied. I don't think people should be talking about them being safe, but you're literally comparing them to the biggest plague facing the planet right now, which is the smoking of cigarettes. I don't want to see any laws... that disallows somebody from smoking on their own property or someplace where the property owner wants them to smoke, because I believe in freedom. However, I also understand that smoking is not good for you.
And I don't want to see any more taxation or regulations, because taxation and regulations, they really only affect the poor.
Well,
that's it.
they certainly disproportionately affect the poor. And in this case, when you're going after...
Explanation.
When you go after e-cigarettes... You basically drive up the prices of the e-cigarettes, because people can still get the vape stuff. You drive up the pricing, making it less likely that poor people will go for them. So I have watched people try to make the decision as to whether or not they were going to get an e-cigarette set up for $50 or spend $6 or $7 on the next pack of cigarettes.
Yeah, the tobacco lobby is really anti-e-cigarette, big time.
Well, that tells you something. The number, 855-450-3733. What are your thoughts on this? Am I seeing it wrong? 855-450-FREE, as in freedom, here on Free Talk Live, or the Discord rooms at discord.freetalklive.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of Lickochops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved Lickochops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lickochops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Can somebody help me? I think my air conditioner's dying.
Nurse, I need a compressor and a condenser coil. Stat.
Sounds serious.
Doctor, it's losing pressure, and the blower motor is unresponsive.
Sounds expensive.
That depends. Do you have an American Home Shield home warranty?
No.
Well, then I'm afraid I have some bad news.
Before your next home system and appliance breakdown, be sure you call American Home Shield. We help cover the cost when major components of up to 21 home systems and appliances die. Either we'll come to your home and repair them, or we'll replace them, no matter their age, including your AC, washer, oven, electrical, and plumbing. For a free quote, call 1-800-700-4350. Be sure your budget's protected. Be sure with the Shield, American Home Shield. For a free quote on flexible plans to meet your needs and budget, call 1-800-700-4350. That's 1-800-700-4350.
Limitations and exclusions apply. See plan for details.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal. At GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever you want, but we're talking about vaping here on Free Talk Live. Specifically, an article here from InsideSources.com that is talking about how when they regulate and tax vaping, they drive poor people to smoke. And I think it's true.
Yeah, R.J. Reynolds and Phillips Morris probably realize that, and they're like, yep, we need to...
They probably understand economics.
Absolutely.
And...
Yeah, they haven't stayed in business this long, you know, without government helping them monopolize it, first off, and understanding economics.
I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is, well, it should be your first source for all news, crypto, and Bitcoin-related. They have their own dedicated team over there, at, like, unlike several crypto news organizations. They've got their own guys and own people. You can go to Bitcoin.com not only to buy Bitcoin Cash, but to get a wallet, to you know, just get started. They've got the get started thing. If you don't know anything about Bitcoin, this is the place to go. This is the starting point for finding out about cryptocurrencies. Go to Bitcoin.com and they'll help you out. As a matter of fact, they have made it now that you so that you can use local.bitcoin.com and you can buy, sell, trade Bitcoin Cash with dozens of payment options like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposits, remittances, or meeting in person, and with no ID requirements to sign up and to use the site, and all the communications are encrypted. It's awesome. Local.bitcoin.com, that's another option.
For getting
cryptocurrencies.
Bitcoin.com's become a one-stop shop. It is just, I like it because it's one thing you can send people to really, I mean, it's on my business card because when I start talking about Bitcoin, I'll tell people, you know, as long as I got time to tell them, but I'm like, hey, go to Bitcoin.com. You know, it's on the back of my card. Check it out.
Yep, Bitcoin.com. They make it easy.
And it works a lot. I've gotten a lot of people setting up those wallets.
Let's go to Jim calling in from Iowa. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I'd just like to... Can you hear me okay?
I got you, Jim. What's on your mind?
Okay, I'd like to talk to you a little bit about the Bible. I know you don't believe it, but here's a couple of things. In the Old Testament, which was like 2,000 years ago when it was written.
Okay. Yeah, a little more than that, probably, if it's in the Old Testament.
Anyway, in the Old Testament, it talks about there's nothing in the north. It's empty in the north, and they know now there's nothing in the north. It talks about the stars singing.
Are we talking about, like, the North Pole?
No, the northern sky. It's
okay.
Empty. And they know that now. And they also talk about the stars singing in the Bible.
Okay.
And they know now that the stars do make a musical note.
Right.
The Bible also says that God hangs the world on nothing. And that back then they thought it was held up by a man or something. Talks about the ark of the world. Prophecies all came true. That's just a few things. There's a whole bunch more stuff.
The prophecies can be tough because it depends.
Go ahead. Don't say the prophecy. Go by the other stuff I told you. The Bible says all scripture is given by inspiration of God.
Uh-huh.
And if you don't understand the Bible.
But wait a second, Jim. Which scripture are we talking about? Hold on. Jim, I've read the Bible through three times. So when you talk about studying, that's, I think I'm with it. I've done whatever God could expect from me as far as reading the Bible. So when you talk about the scripture is inspired by God, which scripture? So the Bible wasn't a book.
Hold on. And New Testament. Revelation says don't ask.
Well, why is it the Old and New Testaments? What about the apocryphal books from the Catholic Bible? What
they
about the books?
That, they prove those things are false. Just
what
like
do you
the
mean
book of
false?
Mormon is made up. Just like the Book of Mormon, they proved it was made up. I can tell you about
what
the
do you
book
mean
Mormon.
Made up? I mean, are you telling me that, for instance, why did the Song of Solomon, Jim?
Chevy is better than Ford. Ask any Chevy guy.
Jim, why did the Song of Solomon make it into the Bible, but, you know, the St. George and the Dragon didn't?
Because it was God's will. Bible says, study to show thyself approved unto God.
Does that mean, I know the Bible says, study to show thyself approved. Does that mean...
And the Bible's been here for 2,000 years. It stood the test of time.
Well, so the Epic of Gilgamesh is older. Should I, based on the number of years, I should have believed the Epic of Gilgamesh is the truth, not the Bible, right?
I'm talking about the scriptures that God gave.
You're just claiming that God gave them.
I just gave you a whole bunch of things right in the Bible that nobody could have known back then because they didn't have telescopes. They weren't scientists. They couldn't know that stuff.
Well, the Greek scholars... Greek scholars from before Jesus was born thought the world was round.
Didn't lizard people tell them or aliens or something?
Well, you know what? You can make fun of the Bible. God,
I'm not making fun of the Bible. You God, called in on it. I'm asking you some questions.
I heard you call the Bible a weird book and convoluted. That's God's word.
When
you
was that?
Answer to God. God is not mocked. You
better
remember that.
Someday, hold on just a second here.
When you stand before God, you're going to think you find out the Bible is true and it is God's word after all.
I hope I do stand before God because I have some questions.
You're going to be so scared you're not going to say a word.
No. Well,
Bible, if you want to study the Bible, God sends his Holy Spirit to help you. Study to show thyself, proven unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word.
Well, why are you saying needeth? You're not from the 14th century. You don't need to say needeth. There's nothing holy about speaking in King James speak.
That's just when the Bible is translated, and that translation just happens to be closest to the Hebrew and the Greek.
Nah, the Geneva Convention's better.
And
the Geneva version's better.
To translators.
Other Bible scholars say the King James is the closest.
Yep, the ones that like the King James Greek version.
And the original Greek and the original Hebrew, and it came out the same. And they
I don't trust King James. He was a king. That's why I don't trust him. I mean, these Bibles are translated by, you know, men who put their own spin on it. It's no different than reading the news today.
We've had the Bible for 2,000 years. God's not a deceiver. He's not going to let everyone in the world believe his book.
Well, then why did he let the King James, the monks that translated the King James, add the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit when now the translators of the King James say that, yes, that it was absolutely just added in? I mean, there were hundreds of years of a mistranslation there that had to do with Trinity.
If they find out this in italics that was added, do they something like that?
Right, right. We know that now, but they didn't know that, you know, when the people were going to Anglican Church using the King James.
What do you mean? What verse are you talking about? Father and up?
I'm sorry, I can't hunt it down for you right now. I'm not the one to quote it, but
it was
added. That's why it was in italics, right?
I don't know. I'm just saying that sometimes that happens.
Sometimes that happens. Some of the verses are changed. And what we find out historically is that we learn new things.
To learn what to do to be saved and what God wants us to do. And he gives
Why do I have to be
there.
Saved? Why did God put me in a condition that I have to be saved in?
So you can resurrect your own personal Jesus.
Our thoughts are not God's thoughts. Our ways are not God's ways.
Right, but I am created in his image. And presumably he's called fair and just. I understand what fairness and justice are, at least by my limited
that's
human understanding.
I was curious.
It's my opinion.
Maybe that's different from God.
Maybe it is, in which case I don't want anything to do with him. I hope that I am separated for all eternity from somebody that would harm, that
you
would torture
be,
their children.
Worry. You will be separated
Excellent.
From God from all eternity. You don't have
well,
to worry about that. So
that'll be fine.
Like
you seem
now.
Very, very set in your ways, Jim. But hope all the best to you.
The Bible says it. I believe it. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, well, I don't. I don't believe something just because it's an ancient text. Thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Do you wish you could do whatever you wanted in your dating or relationship life instead of being locked into certain relationship or marriage models that don't make you happy? Do you wish you made more money on less hours? You can do both. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income, location-independent businesses and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
10 Democratic contenders for the White House are in Detroit for night 2 of debates hosted by CNN. During opening statements, the crowd interrupted Cory Booker as he was talking about President Trump.
Calling it a disgusting, rat-infested, rodent mess. We need a nation that understands that these tired, old language, the...
Arkansas!
Stand by, Senator. I will stand by.
Most of the candidates spoke about the president, including former Vice President Joe Biden.
Mr. President, let's get something straight. We love it. We are not leaving it. We are here to stay, and we're certainly not going to leave it to you.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about here on Free Talk Live. If the last gentleman who called in there's a perfect example. I am not a big believer in the Bible. I think it's a fine ancient text as ancient texts go.
Good stuff in it.
Yeah, I just don't think that it is the unerring word of God. And I'm not at all a fan of the notion of hell. It's not that I'm some atheist or anything like that. It's just that these are my beliefs. But that guy disagreed. He stayed on the full segment and had every opportunity to say what he was going to say. And, yeah, I asked him questions. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. Not only can you present the idea that you have, whatever it is, like, for instance, the Bible is the unerring word of God. But I'm going to ask you questions about it. We're going to talk about it. And that's what we do here on Free Talk Live. We make it available. That's free speech. That's our goal, is that you can talk about what you want to talk about, and people are going to ask you questions.
And there's constantly a bias. I don't care if it's with politics, religion. If you're into horses, you got people that are going to love Arabian horses no matter what for everything. You got people that they're only going to drive a Toyota. They would only drive, especially the Ford, Dodge, Chevy guys. I mean, you're all driving the same darn truck, and they just hate each other because the other guy's got a Chevy, and I'm a Ford man, or blah, blah, blah. Or same thing with sports ball. There's always my thing that I'm into is the best. And I used to think at one time that certain parts of certain political ideologies were the best.
Mm-hmm.
Certain trucks were the best because of the brand name. This whole, it comes down to branding. I mean, you know, the American flag is essentially a brand, just as Chevy trucks is a brand, just as Patriots football franchise is a brand. And people just, I mean, worship these brands. And I mean, even the whole, like, idea of FSP, Free State Project brand is like, come on. I mean, You know, if you're brand loyal, brands never stay on top of their game. If you look at history of like just brands in general, they usually, you know, they're great at for one time, and then what starts happening is because the brand is so awesome and anybody will just go along with the brand, they start, you know, basically milking this brand for all it's worth, and they produce a crappy product or whatever. It just happens. It's just cycles. It's, you know, just, it happens.
Well, in the case of Christianity, for instance, this brand has really managed to hold on. I mean, Jesus is considered the man of the millennium, and I think he deserves the title of man of the millennium, the last millennium, too. Like the second running man of the millennium, I think that Jesus is probably the most important figure in the last 2,000 years. But there have been a lot of people who have come in and ruined that brand for Christianity, and there'll probably be more.
And I personally think Jesus is a fiction, a literal fiction. I've studied this, and I believe that we all have our own personal Jesus here in the real world, and we animate this Jesus or give this Jesus life every time we ask the government for permission, sign these documents that have an X next to your name. You know, the cross Jesus died on, even the character that your birth certificate, not the certificate of live birth, all the biological identifiers on that birth certificate with the name in all capital letters, it literally comes from the placenta, the afterbirth, and that has mom's DNA, and that is defined as a child by United States Code, by the whole Maternity Act of 1927. Everything that comes out of the, you know, basically out of the birth canal is a child, whether it's a baby.
We can read this in the Maternity Act of 19...
Well, so the Maternity Act of 1927 gets into this, United States Code gets into this, the Maternity Act of 1927 was repealed, basically as part of the New Deal, and then a lot of that Maternity Act stuff got rolled into the New Deal, and this is where the all the states started getting the same exact birth certificates because they used the birth certificates to, like, you know, create this entity that everybody operates as. And this is, you know, the entity that I am using as entity is essentially intellectual property of the state or copyright that they enforce, and this is why when you go to court and you're operating as the name on a government document, that name and date of birth, you have no rights. Because you're exercising, you know.
I want to get some calls here, Jay.
Excellent.
So we go to, first I want to tell people, please go to 123.freetalklive.com if you're a business owner. If you want to find out about this new advertising program that we're embarking on and get involved, I believe this to be an innovation in advertising. 123.freetalklive.com, and I think you're going to be very, very happy if you get involved there. Let's go to David calling in from Albuquerque. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know why that's funny.
It is perfect.
What's on your mind?
You brought up something. I just want to say, first of all, that you can eliminate all those silly rules if you're willing to use your body. If you just stand up against it, you can make all the rules just how you want them to be and not play by their rules anymore.
Which rules?
It's just, which rule do you, any rule that you don't want. Remember, might makes right. So that's all I wanted to say was you can change all those rules. We're not bound. Jay brought up horses. So let me bring up my horse analogy again. I remember when I was a kid, I had that brings that up too. I like about 1/8 Arabian in my quarter horse, but and I had a,
I agree,
1/8 Arabian quarter horse mix, and I taught him. I could lead him around without any lead rope at all, nothing. And I did it by, you know, first of all, just using a lighter and lighter rope. And I got to the point where I could literally pluck a hair out of his tail and wrap that around his neck, and he would follow me. And then I got so that I could use an imaginary rope and pretend like I'm putting that around his neck. And then he would follow me. And then you can look on YouTube, you can see horses that are tied up to plastic chairs and stuff like that.
Yeah, they're not going there.
Anyway, and so the same thing goes for us. And we are just bound to all of the silly rules that are in the court system, et cetera.
Yeah, this is kind of like the boiling frog analogy, right? You know, things get changed over time slowly and gradually, and you'll put up with anything until you're dead, which is basically what happens there. And that's kind of how it goes, what you're saying here with the horses.
Yeah, and remember that's just an analogy for humans because we're the exact same. And what I'm saying is that today, the people, the average person, is the same as that horse that's being led around with an invisible rope. If they only knew that they could, turn and walk a different direction at any time that they wanted, and that nobody could stop them, they could do that. But they don't believe that they can. They believe that they're actually bound by that heavy lead rope that they think is there.
But conditioning and socialization are powerful.
But there are some horses that are very smart, and their spirit is very, very hard to break. And like Arabians, for example, are these probably one of the oldest breeds of horses. And like purebred Arabians are very smart, and they're hard to train at first. You got to break their spirit and or win their loyalty. And that's kind of something you had probably done with that horse of yours. And the fact that it was 1/8 Arabian actually helps, because it's smart enough to understand you and to be trained. But it's not quite smart enough to, fight back, and quarter horses are kind of docile. So.
It's more compliance.
Yeah, well, we actually had a fun game. It's like we had a big, 100-acre pasture, and so if I wanted to ride the horse, I had to catch him, and you couldn't catch him because he would avoid you. He acted like he didn't want to be bridled and ridden. I know this game very well. Yeah. So the trick to get him was, and most other horses, was to put some oats in the bottom of a 5-gallon pail and bring it out to him, and he would see the pail come up to it. When he puts his head down in the pail, then that's where you put the rope around his neck. And then once you got the rope around his neck, then he says, okay, oh, you got me. But the thing is the horse knew the whole game before he ever walked up to the bucket. He knew that he was pretending to avoid it. And then he was acting like he was avoiding it, and he'd come up and put his head in the bucket, and then he would act like he was surprised that he got caught, when the whole time he knew he was going to get caught. It was just a game.
Right. If it can't happen over and over again, he doesn't figure it out. But, we all trade certain things for some of our liberty, and that's probably what he was doing, was trading a little bit of oats for his liberty for at least a period of time, and riding isn't so bad.
And just like the horse, humans get small rewards for their compliance.
Thanks for the call, David. Appreciate it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350-350.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's the final segment of Free Talk Live, and I suppose it's possible we'd get you on. The number's 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Jay.
Talking about vaporizers here, these e-cigarettes, and how towns, cities, states, they're criminalizing these things or regulating them and taxing them and doing all this kind of stuff.
They're super popular, and they're taking a huge market share from legacy tobacco.
Well, that much is true. And it seems to bother, it bothers somebody, I can tell you that much.
Follow the money.
Well, that's good advice, generally. Going on with this article, one such new example is the trend towards criminalizing the ownership and use of e-cigarettes and other vaping products. With an uptick in teen vaping, lawmakers across the country have been proposing everything from excise taxes to flavor bans as a mean of curbing teen access. Some municipalities are taking even more drastic steps. Both large cities like San Francisco, as well as smaller townships like Morristown, New Jersey, have introduced legislation to ban the sale or even the possession of e-cigarettes. And it just goes on and on. Certainly the problem of teen vaping is something to take seriously, but vaping is intended to be a safer alternative for adult smokers. By making it harder to access a product like e-cigarettes, the government doesn't eliminate the need for vaping. It simply forces customers to turn either to an easier product to purchase, ironically, cigarettes, or forces them into a black market, which is what's happening in Australia.
I imagine that a 16-year-old or a 14-year-old or even a 12-year-old could walk into a vape store and buy somebody's products, because a lot of them, like, there's a lot of vape juices you can buy that don't have any, essentially, vegetable glycerin and vanilla flavor.
But they're regulating those too. That's the thing.
Nothing regulatable. I mean, it's becoming, and actually it's becoming like the micro brew, like beer. Like, you got all these micro brews everywhere. Now, like, you can buy these kits and literally make up your own vape juice. You can just make it yourself.
That's true. You can do that. So anyway, going on here, it says, applying Green's theory, bans on e-cigarettes and vaping products will especially affect the poor, contributing to a snowballing strain on those who can afford it the least. In addition to penalties some might face, vaping bans will have detrimental effects on public health, especially among these poorer communities. And this is absolutely true. If you're looking at somebody going out and buying a $50 vape setup versus a $6 pack of generic cigarettes, what are they going to do?
Right.
They're going to go buy the $6 generic cigarettes that they can walk to the store. Rather, you know, a lot of times it's just harder. The harder you make it to get vapes, the fewer people are going to quit smoking. And vaporizing has been successful in helping people to quit smoking. Is it disturbing to me that young people would choose to vaporize, like these Juuls and stuff like that, before they even smoke? Well, yeah, I'm disturbed by that. I don't like that notion very much.
Would you rather...
But they probably, in the absence of Juuls, would have started smoking.
That's right. Yeah, 25 years ago, they would have started smoking. I mean, a bunch of my buddies smoked when I was, you know, a teenager. And a lot of them don't smoke now that did smoke when I was a teenager.
Well, yeah, people give it up. I think it's, to some extent, a rite of passage. I smoked from the time I was probably about 17 years old to probably, I guess, my mid-30s, thereabouts, maybe
and
40.
Most of my friends that smoked, the reason I remember my buddies always wanted me to smoke, and I didn't want to smoke because my dad would, I was going to get a beating. And he was a smoker. But they did it because it was the most rebellious thing they could do.
Right. Let's go to Mike calling in from Washington. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
What's on your mind? Hey, what's going on?
Hey, I actually got through. I can't believe it. Well, one thing about the religion I wanted to bring up. Now, I've not spent any time in church myself, but my mother was in a convent from the time she was 15 till she was 30. And then when she turned 35, she had me. Interestingly enough, though, I have a sister that's 6 years old, and so she must have been a miracle child because, you know, my mother was in that Catholic prison in Hoboken. And to the feller that was in the movie Seabiscuit feeding the horse oats, if you actually just ignore the old nag, she'll come right to you and you don't have to waste a pound of oats and or take a chance on getting her head stuck in a bucket. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
And he is not wrong when he says that because there's a lot of times that we would just, you know, you do this game where you go chase the horse around and you ignore him and the horse is breathing right down your back. And as soon as you turn around, he'll run the other way. But if you could just stop and let him walk past you a little bit and then put your hand on him, a lot of times he'll submit to you. I've played that game a lot with horses, and they're all a little different.
You deliver hay, and you spend a lot of time with
horses. Yeah, I grew up in the horse business. I was literally buying and selling horses, you know, actively up until about 4 years ago. And, yeah, I did a lot in the horse business.
Let's talk to Philip calling in from Missouri. Philip, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi, again, my name is Philip. You guys were talking about birth certificates earlier today, and I had a really interesting story that I had to tell.
Okay.
And that is that I was born in 1980 in Roswell, New Mexico.
All right.
And my mother never knew, of course she knew, but she never said who my father was.
Okay.
So being in Roswell, they just wrote my father down as E.T.
Are you serious?
What did it stand for, though?
I'm absolutely serious.
Extraterrestrial.
Well, yes, that's what it stands for in the movie. Okay. All right. So
Edward Townsend.
Okay, so it could have been short
we
for a name. All right.
Edward Townsend.
What's that about Edward Townsend?
I mean, like, can we all just, like, do a group? The search of Edward Townsend and Roswell and see if, like, something comes up, please.
Why would that, why would a whole bunch of people do it?
Because I can't have my father being E.T. I mean, that guy's an actor, you know, like.
Well, there you go. I mean, it's an odd story.
Yeah.
I think it's funny that in Roswell they would do that.
Didn't the E.T. movie come out, like, or 5 years after you were born?
Yeah, a few years after.
Well, I mean, it's been happening for I don't know how many years, man.
And E.T. kind of had parlance because people knew the term extraterrestrial.
Yep.
I don't know if they used the initials E.T. before that. I don't know.
Phil,
it's a great story.
The CIA did.
Well, I don't know what they had to do with it. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 855-450-3733. Following up on this story as far as vaporizers go here, I think that it is pretty obvious that the do-gooders out there that want to stop vaporizing are harming people more than they're helping. I think that they dislike vaporizing just because there's this plume of vapor. All the complaints that one has about smoking, basically the vast majority of them disappear with vapor. you know, there's almost no secondhand smoke situation when you're dealing with it. You know, you might get a little bit of nicotine or something that you, you know, inhale, but very, very little.
You walk through
and that's not the what's most carcinogenic about cigarette smoke.
Oh, right. And if you walk through the cloud, you might smell a little vanilla. And also with the cigarette smoke, I mean, these guys are purposely like the cool cigarettes, for example, they had like this really small particulate fiberglass. And what it would do is it would actually get into your lungs. And so you could absorb more like nicotine or somehow it would like it would mess with you. And this was like a big thing that the makers of Kools got like sued over years ago. I don't even know if you can buy Kools anymore.
You could a few years ago. I've heard this story. I don't know what the truth of the story is. I just don't know the veracity of it. I've heard it, and then I've heard people rebut it, and I don't even know. I wouldn't know, but I can tell you there's lots of things in cigarettes that are bad for you.
Well, and they're made purposely addictive, and these chemicals they put in.
Even more so. Like, they amp it up. They found what's addictive, and they turned it up to 11.
Yeah, and now Facebook is, you know, everybody's looking for their next dopamine hit on social media, so, I mean, I think we need to be worried about more about these you know, digital addictions maybe than vapes. And the city of San Francisco has got much bigger problems than vapes. I mean, they just regulate everything until the place is literally a cesspool.
My favorite part about
cesspool.
Yeah, right. When you say a cesspool, what you mean is that they have apps now to track the poop on the sidewalk in San Francisco.
Well, this is what regulation will get you.
I it's almost unpredictable to me. I'm very surprised to find this, but sure enough, it's you know, there's just humans pooping on sidewalks in San Francisco, and somehow or another, we're worried about vapes. It's amazing what you can get that city council to chit chat about.
Oh, absolutely.
When they can't solve their own
real
civilization
problems.
It's been Mark with you.
And Jay.
You can check us out at freetalklive.com. Over there, you can sign up for our newsletter. We'd love to have you get our newsletter basically once a month. You find out all the fun stuff that's happening with Free Talk Live and ways you can be further involved. It's just freetalklive.com, and the newsletter sign up is right there.
Taxation is theft.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com. I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store, or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.